Broadcasting live from the beautiful Hilton Beachfront Hotel in Pensacola, Florida, it's the 2015 I-10 Wired Summit. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Good afternoon. This is it, Ryan. This is our...
We got our headliner here.
This is it, man. You're our headliner, Paul.
Yes, sir.
Woo-hoo. So thank you. I have Paul Carney here from Navy Federal Credit Union, who has been a fantastic MC all day. You really do have a good voice for that, by the way.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And they fed you the information at the times you needed it.
It was a scramble sometimes, but we tried not to make it
look that
way.
You laid it look smooth. So, Paul, I can't... First of all, I want to thank you for having us and it's been a really informative day. Like, my head is full of stuff.
Yeah, it's been exciting. It's been informative. And just the passion of the culture here and the people in this room, it was just bleeding through our microphones all day long. And so we're happy to have you in here to kind of get your thoughts from your perspective from being the man on the stage up there today.
Sure, yeah. So it was a lot of fun. You know, it's each year that has gotten, we get more and more people here. The depth of the content continues to increase, which is really amazing. You know, it started out few of us years ago, and then it just each year more and more. But really, that's the depth of the content that we keep talking about.
Yeah, we're so far away from .com, aren't we?
Oh yes.
That's in the rear view, man.
Yeah, it really is. It really is. So how did you get involved here with I-10?
So when I moved to this area from Northern Virginia area, the D.C. area, was up there during the whole dot-com boom thing, and that, the Northern Virginia area, the D.C. area, grew all the events started happening. There were networks that popped up, and that's what made people really learn and grow and help each other. I met a couple of my startup friends who we started companies together through those networking events. So when I moved here 8 years ago, I started looking around for those types of events and organizations, and I found a little one called IT Gulf Coast. And at the time, this I-10 Wired was just starting to get off the ground. So it really just jumped in with both feet. And I said, I want to be involved. I want to bring the knowledge and experience I had from the Northern Virginia market, where it was a little more mature in that space, and say, I can bring some ideas and thoughts of how we can do it here.
Yeah, and you wanted your feet in the sand. I mean,
Oh, yeah. When I said 2 feet, I meant right into the sand.
Yeah, right into it. Well, so I know you're doing talent acquisition with Navy Federal, but tell me about this the baby gift basket business you got. So let's go a little sidebar here.
So yeah, that was again back in 1996. So again, looking at, I saw the internet come along. In fact, downloading the NCSA Mosaic browsers back in 92, the daily updates every day. And it got me intrigued. The first time I ever saw that green blob that we used to see on the TV screens with the radar, weather radar, I saw that on the computer for the first time in a browser and thought, that's awesome. It's moving. I can see stuff like that. So it intrigued me. The web intrigued me. And I started looking around saying, how do I build a web-based business? So my wife actually came up with the baby gift basket idea. I was looking just to start a web-based business. At the time in 1996, there were no e-commerce websites. There was nothing about.
eBay didn't even exist.
No. Yeah. I challenged myself to figure out not only build a brochure site, but how do I make it interactive? How do I build scripts that allow people to put their credit cards and pay me and do all that? And that's really what took down. And I found it. I pulled all the pieces together and made it happen. It took off like crazy. We got recognized in the Wall Street Journal, which made it just took off. Business, it took off even more. And that's when I realized this is fun. I like building tech companies.
Well, and so which I can see now why even your interest in something like I-10 Wired has peaked even more, or even IT Gulf Coast. So, are you still doing, you guys, you and your lovely lady still doing the gift basket stuff?
No, actually, so it got to a point in about 1999, I looked at it and said, all right, this thing's growing larger than I can handle, so I've either got to figure out how it's going to grow bigger or sell it off. Because it really, again, I wasn't interested in really building a baby gift basket business, so I sold it off to a national retailer who at the time...
You're the typical guy that we just want to do the things that make it work.
And I wanted to figure out how to make it work, and once I got it working, I said, all right, so no, we decided it's either sell it off or continue to build it, and I decided to sell it off to a national retailer, help them build their interactive website, and then went off with, like I said, and built another company called TechHound that we ended up selling off to techies.com in 2000, and then from there just kept trying to build new companies. Yeah. And that's what I was after, is how to build technology, how to use technology, especially the new days of the internet, to drive business.
Okay, so let's talk about that. Let's talk about your technology in the 90s of building business and the technology we're seeing here today and talking about today and building business.
Yeah, it's so amazing if you really think about it. And about 5 or 6 years ago when I was doing talks, I would say to people, imagine 15 years ago. So we were going back to about the 1995 range at that point. And I would say to folks, imagine 1995, who had email addresses? Most people didn't. who had a phone, a mobile phone. Most people even didn't then. And if you did, it was one of those big flip ones. So I do the same thing today, saying, look back. And because if you look at the mobile phones and really true smartphones, they didn't exist 10 years ago.
Yeah.
So where that's all gone is now we've moved. Not only the internet gives us the connectivity, the pipeline, but it's the devices. It's those mobile devices that really give us the power today to connect and communicate with all of our customers.
Yeah. And I've said this before, but I'm still amazed at the comment somebody made about the fact that there is enough technology in our phones to send more technology in our phones than it took to send somebody to the moon.
It really is scary.
That's right.
So what are you seeing are the new IT challenges for industries and because especially after sitting here today, I know it's not just IT isn't just IT anymore. Like, this applies to anybody, everybody across the planet.
Right. So one of the things, as I put it, I say there's a rolling gap between the demand and supply of IT workers. And that rolling gap is created from two things. One is there is an increasing demand. Every company has to have some type of technology expert to help them build or maintain their business. And then we have all these technology companies that would have never existed 20 years ago because the technology is there. They purely exist for the technology.
Sure.
So that creates this huge demand. Demand is actually accelerating. Behind it's a supply line that's moving, but it's not accelerating. So as that front demand accelerates, the supply behind it isn't keeping up, and therefore there's a gap that keeps getting created. In fact, as baby boomers, the baby boomer bubble continues to go forward, that's going to even increase that demand even faster. So the key is we've got to figure out educational institutions, it's our communities, how, and even organizations themselves, how do we build our future talent? We have to start building that talent. We have to identify what are we going to need in the next 3 to 5 years. So even scarier is we could start building talent today based on today's needs.
Yeah.
But how do you know what it's going to look like in 10 years? Because if I asked you 10 years ago, you wouldn't have built the talent that we needed today.
Well, and as fast as it's moving, you're already dead in the water.
You might as well
start building about something for tomorrow.
Exactly. It's IT. Technology is a treadmill. You get on, even when I was in the tech space doing a development program and stuff, you learned a programming language, you built systems, you used this, and then 4 or 5 years later, nobody was really using it anymore because there was now the next thing. And it was with the HTML5 and the JavaScript world. All that stuff kept coming at you, and you had to keep relearning the next technology.
Yeah. Yeah, man, talk about just it's all
day
tiring. Long.
Yeah.
It's all day long.
It can be overwhelming, but as long as you have a good team of people keeping you straight or keeping you helping you see around the corner for what's next, you should be all right. So what's on the cutting edge for you for maybe next year's I-10 2016? What do you see coming around that corner?
Well, again, as this community continues to recognize, and I think we've seen that today, we're recognizing more and more how important the technology space in this area is for the Gulf Coast. The whole fact that this area is starting, it's on that inflection point, the cusp of change, that we continue to think about what's it mean, what do we have to do, whether it's the organizations like Navy Federal Credit Union that are looking for the talent, or it's organizations like the school systems that are building that talent, it's how do we all come together in the community and make that work. And the other thing too is and you guys have seen this, we were talking last night a little bit about this, is this area, most people hear about Pensacola and they have a probably preconceived notion about what Pensacola is, especially if they've never been here.
Sure.
But then they get here and it's not what they thought.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's something that we've got to continue to talk to people about is come visit, see this place.
That was the camp I was in. This place is not what I thought.
Yeah,
this is my fourth or fifth trip down here in the last couple months, and my opinion, what it was before I came and now here is 180 degrees from each other.
Well, and I've lived here most of my life since 89, aside from going away for college and stuff, but until I did some of the local community like LEAP programs and stuff like that, there were things I had no idea IHMC was here.
Right.
I had no idea that Navy Federal was as big of a presence as it is, or that all of this stuff was really going on. So even when you come to visit, we got to let them know who's here and what we're doing.
Exactly. Yeah. In fact, I met a person today that was connected to me from my network, some people in my network, and he's been here a year and a half, and he said he found out a week ago about this conference. So that's our fault for not really putting this out there. We've got to continue to make sure people understand what we've got here in our backyard.
Yeah.
And it's a matter of marketing. It's a matter of getting that presence out there. I think we're getting it. You guys are going to help with us.
Yeah,
doing
I
that,
think
and this is
Business
perfect.
Radio X has been the perfect vehicle.
Good timing.
For, getting worldwide with
great.
Great.
So glad to have
yes,
you
sir.
Guys here.
Well, so enough with the moonlighting of gift baskets and stuff. You are manager of talent and acquisition at Navy Federal. So what are what are you guys doing to face the challenges that you're seeing that has been discussed here? And then we want to know, what are you hiring for? What can we help you get, you know, butts and seats, for lack of a better term?
Sure. So I'll give it a broad range. So we have our Navy Federal has operations center here, about 4,300 employees here in the Pensacola area. Out of about the 13,000 employees worldwide, our headquarters is in Vienna, Virginia, outside of Washington, D.C. So my role is actually for the entire organization. It's not just focused for the Pensacola area. It's talent acquisition for the entire organization, including our branches that are worldwide.
So you're a busy man.
It's a very busy job. So, but, you know, we're a microcosm here of the entire organization,
sure,
because we have almost every area represented here. So it's not just a call center. It's not just IT.
Right.
We've got lending folks. We've got accountants. We've got general counsel.
Yep.
We've got every area represented here. So while I'm focused enterprise-wide, this place is, Pensacola is still part of that
It's certainly a hub.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So what we're trying to do here, and what we're trying to do in Northern Virginia and places like that, is the same thing. So our goal is really to look at how we're going to acquire that talent. And, you know, you go out into the talent, we can get people from the marketplace, we can go out there and use contingent or temporary workers, or we can really focus on starting to figure out what skills do we need, especially around the IT, and start to build that. Find the people who have the aptitude and the attitude, may not have all the skills we need, but we bring them in and say, let us build you. Let us build you up. Let us help you learn the things you need to know and what we need you to know, and therefore then we can build our talent.
Yeah, very cool. So I got to ask you from the behind the scenes, because you've been in this sort of from the beginning. What did you after today? What do you want to see next year? What do you know for sure we're going to add to this lineup next year?
I think next year one of the things we should do is continue to bring back the Ignite I-10.
You know, yeah, that was fantastic.
Those were fun talks.
That was so much fun just to hear the variety of people, what they brought up for topics, to hear the one person in particular that was a little frustrated because it moved awfully fast.
Yeah.
And you got to learn when you do those types of presentations, and I love to talk, as you can probably figure out, but you've got to move. You got to say it succinctly and move on. Some of them did really well. Others got a little frustrated, but again, and then ending with beer. When you the last one's all about beer.
Nobody expected that.
Yeah, I was going to say, you got to love it when it ends with beer. So,
well, look, I want to thank you again for having us be a part of this. I want to thank you for being my headlining show.
That's right. Thank you so much.
Closing interview here,
that's
only
right,
because Paul got so tied up from 1:45.
We're dropping the mic after this one.
That's it. We're
leaving stage.
We are heading to the bar.
You are so very welcome, and I truly appreciate you guys coming out here
absolutely,
and spending the time with us to learn about who we are, what we're trying to do, and helping us get that word out.
Yeah,
there.
And that's what we want to do. We want to get the word out. I live here locally in the community. I know Ryan is, he's hooked on the sand.
He's coming back.
So he's coming back.
I can see it in his eyes.
If I get a place with a boat, then I'm down here.
That's it. So, you know, and Business Radio X has really taken a good stake in Pensacola and Pensacola business of what everybody here is doing in the business community. So we are really happy to be a part of this. But, I'm ready for. I got a brand new Yeti cooler.
Right, the Yeti Colster.
That is just crying.
You
got to
test it out.
Can.
You got to test it.
It needs an inaugural run.
Okay, I'm right behind you.
All right, Paul. I want to thank you again for coming by and again for having us here. And this is Pensacola Business Radio. We're signing off.
Yeah,
we're gone.
We'll see you next time.
Make your next event more engaging with live radio, powered by Business Radio X. Learn more at radioinmyboot.com.